I want to take this time to welcome you all wherever you are connected in the mighty name of Jesus. Welcome to RTD Church International Healing Prophetic and Deliverance Service. This is the time where we come to pour our hearts to the Lord as we seek the face of God, and we know that our life will never be the same again as we encounter Christ, as we come in the presence of the Lord. I greet you all, those that are connected wherever you are. We greet you right here from Chicago, Illinois, USA. We are live here in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you all for our listeners, wherever you are, in the mighty name of Jesus. God bless you. We are right here also with Bishop Joshua Amara, all the way from Kenya, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I want us to go before the Lord as we surrender our hearts unto the Lord, as we prepare our spirit to worship Him in spirit and in truth, in the mighty name of Jesus. And also as we commit the service in the able hand of God, that this day that the Lord has made, the purposes of the Lord shall be done. The will of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit will be accomplished upon this day, that whatever belongs to us, we are not living without it, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank You, we worship You, we bless You for this opportunity that You have given unto us to come and humble ourselves before Your mighty hand, O Jehovah Adonai. And we come before You, Jehovah God, to seek for Your mercy, to seek for grace for the time of need. And we are not ashamed of who You are, we are not ashamed of Your name, we are not ashamed to acknowledge that You are the rock of our salvation. You are our help in time of need, O Jehovah God. You are our running place, Almighty Father. And this evening we come to run to You for help, for healing, for deliverance, for favor, for strength, for wisdom, for counsel that can only come from You, in the mighty name of Jesus. And for this reason we surrender the service before You. We surrender every activity that is going to be done today in the able hand of God. We surrender the worship, the prayer, the intercessory, the word, everything that is going to be done today, oh God, we surrender in Your able hand, oh Father, as we sanctify our thoughts, our spirit, with the precious blood of Jesus. We sanctify the altar with the blood. We sanctify the instrument of worship with the blood of Jesus. As we pray today, oh Father, we acknowledge that You are our Father who art in heaven. Allow it be Your name, Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, O God. And it is our prayer, as Thy kingdom come upon this service, let Thy will be done tonight in the name of Jesus. We submit ourselves to the will of God, that whatever You purpose to do, may You do it tonight. Whoever You purpose to touch, may You touch them tonight. Whoever You purpose to heal, may You heal them tonight. Whoever You purpose to favor, may You favor them tonight. Whoever You purpose to deliver, may You deliver them tonight in the name of Jesus. Use us, O God, as humble vessel for Your glory. Send that word that we need, O God, that will deliver us, that will heal us, that will set us free from every trap of the evil one, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Father, we beseech You of Your mercy, of Your grace, of Your goodness, of Your favor, of Your wisdom, in the mighty name of Jesus, that Father, come and touch our hearts tonight. Come and touch the hearts of Your people. Come and touch our nation, in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, we come together in agreement, as we take authority against every spirit of infirmity. We take authority against every satanic rule. We take authority against every powers of darkness, in the mighty name of Jesus, against every bondage that have held men in captivity, in the mighty name of Jesus. I bind every strong man, every monitoring spirit, anything that is not of God, we subject it under the authority of our Lord Jesus Christ, as we release Your spirit spirit to have dominion over this service, to have dominion of everything that we are going to do in the mighty name of Jesus. That, Lord, we pray that the spirit of Christ to rule over our hearts, to rule over our time with you in the mighty name of Jesus, that your name be lifted, your name be exalted in this place, Almighty Father. May your name be worshipped. May your name be honored, our God, our King, our Ebenezer, in the mighty name of Jesus. We commit our nation before you, God. We commit every activity in this nation, oh God. Even the upcoming election, we surrender in your able hand, Almighty Father. We pray for the leaders of this nation, Almighty Father. We commit every activity before you, Jehovah, that thy will be done, oh God, not the will of man, but the will of the Father, that the purposes of the Lord will be made known, even unto our nation where we live here right now, oh Jehovah. We surrender America in your able hand, in the mighty name of Jesus, that thy will be done, oh God, even in the upcoming election, oh God. We refuse the spirit of violence, we refuse kills, in the mighty name of Jesus. As we pray for unity, we pray for oneness, Almighty God, because you sit on the throne, Almighty Father. You rule over the nations of the earth. You rule over kings and dominions and authority. And Father, it is our prayer that the band that you want to lead this nation will be the one to lead this nation. In the mighty name of Jesus, we stand and intercede in the mighty name of Jesus, as we pray for souls too to come to the knowledge of Jesus Christ, that the light of God will continue to shine, Almighty Father, that men will come to the rising of our light, in the name of Jesus. Nation will draw near at the rising of the light, oh God, that we have kindled in this place, in the mighty name of Jesus. May you send forth salvation from Zion. Send help to the helpless, Almighty Father. Let your word go forth across nation, across seas, across boundaries, in the mighty name of Jesus, touching people, healing people, delivering people, bringing the hearts of our young men out of violence, out of suicidal thoughts, oh Jehovah God, in the mighty name of Jesus. May you reveal your arm of grace, your arm of salvation, your arm of deliverance in a mighty way, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, come and walk in our midst, oh Father. Have your way in the church of Jesus. Have your way in the leadership of the church. Have your way in our lives. Have your way in our children. Have your way in our marriages, oh God. Have your way in our health. Have your way in every situation, Almighty God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Have your way. We welcome you, Spirit of Christ. We welcome your liberty. We welcome your glory. We welcome your power. Have your way in everything that we do, Jehovah God. May your name continually be magnified and be lifted and be exalted. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray and believe. Amen. Hallelujah. God is good. All the time, God is good. I greet you again in the mighty name of Jesus. Welcome to our service this day that the Lord has given unto us. We are blessed here with the presence of Bishop. Hallelujah. And I believe Bishop will give us a word this Sunday before he goes back to Kenya. Amen. You know, today I want to share something that happened in the night when I was sleeping. I found myself that I was in a vision, and within this vision, I was sleeping in a house. It didn't look like this house, praise the Lord. And while I was sleeping, I was seeing a family was coming, seeking for prayer, praise the Lord. It was a family of three, and they had a son, and the son was a teenage boy, praise the Lord. So I was seeing them like I was lying in bed, but it's like God was giving me the revelation of the family coming. And like I was seeing the situation on what the son was going through. Then eventually they came, they called me out, and I stepped out to meet with them. And I was meeting with them for the first time. Amen. In that vision, praise the Lord. And I started talking to them, and I told them, before you arrived here, the Lord had shown me your situation, and I began to describe what their son have gone through, praise the Lord. And it looked like the son had a problem in the vision I was seeing, like a repetition. You know, there's a situation that keeps on going like on a circle. You never come out of it. You go through it, it repeats itself. You go through it, it repeats itself. Praise the Lord. And as I was speaking to them, they confirm indeed our son is going through that issue. Praise the Lord. And immediately that word of revelation came out. Praise the Lord. It's like the powers that had chained this young man were exposed. Praise the Lord. And immediately they were exposed, I found myself awoke. Hallelujah. I woke up, I tried to meditate on, Lord, what are you trying to say out of this situation? Praise the Lord. Amen. I woke up, it was almost 4 in the morning, and I meditated on the word of God, and the Lord was revealing to me one thing, the power of revelation. You see, there's a lot of things that dwells in darkness and will continue to dwell in darkness until the revelation of the word of God reveal that which is hidden. Praise the Lord. Many places that the enemy put people in captivity is a place where they don't know. Praise the Lord. They don't know why the problem is there. Praise the Lord. So the enemy take advantage of you because you don't know the source. Praise the Lord. It's just like going to a doctor with a stomach issue and they begin treating the headache issue. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So your problem is a stomach issue, but the doctor is giving you Panadol. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So at the end of the day, your problem will never be solved because there is something that is hidden that needs to be revealed. Praise the Lord. Because that which is hidden, hallelujah, the enemy maximizes in that which is hidden. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So he will maximize putting you in darkness. It will maximize taking advantage of you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, there is something that we normally talk about, shadow boxing. Eh? You are boxing without hitting the target. Praise the Lord. So even in deliverance, by experience, praise the Lord, I have learned that you can't master the heart of deliverance just by experience alone. Amen. Just because you rebuked this demon in this way does not mean that you will rebuke that same demon in the same way in another person. Are we together? Amen. Every situation is peculiar. Hallelujah. You might have solved this problem this way, but when you encounter the same problem, praise the Lord, you will need to listen to the voice of God to give you discernment. Praise the Lord. That's why we need the spirit of discernment to know, what are you dealing with in this situation? Is it something that is beyond you? Is it something that is spiritual that you are trying to solve physical? Hallelujah. And believe me, majority of many people's problems are spiritual. Hallelujah. But many of times we try to solve spiritual problem by physical means. Praise the Lord. And at the end of the day, it doesn't work. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That's why we need to seek God for the third eye. Hallelujah. That third eye we can only receive when we seek God, when we stay in the presence of God, when we stay at the place where the fire is burning. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It is the Spirit of Christ that will give us the revelation. Hallelujah. Will give us the revelation, because you can find that somebody might have suffered for so many years something that God could have solved within a twinkle of an eye, but because they never had an idea of what they were dealing with, praise the Lord, hallelujah, they never had an idea that that problem could have been spiritual. Hallelujah. You have traveled from hospital to hospital, from doctor to doctor, from place to place, hallelujah, not knowing that the problem you had was spiritual. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I remember during COVID time, praise the Lord, hallelujah, I don't know what happened, but I was tested positive with COVID. Praise the Lord. And that thing hit me very hard. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Until I even went to the hospital, you know, to seek for some form of medication and so on and so on. And I came back home for almost 2 weeks. Hallelujah. I couldn't move properly. I couldn't do the things I used to do. Praise the Lord. But I kept the faith. I just kept the faith. I kept moving. I was given some medication from the hospital. I kept using them. But the more I was using the medication, I was getting worse. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. 2 weeks. Now my wife is here, I can testify. Praise the Lord. I think I was coughing. I was, you know, I looked really bad. Praise the Lord. So 2 weeks had passed. I was just praying. You know, I kept going. And they gave me something like the, you know, the asthma thing. I tried to use it once. It didn't work. Praise the Lord. But something knocked at me. Hallelujah. Something knocked on my head that COVID is a spirit. Hallelujah. That COVID is a spirit. And actually, behind COVID is a spirit of death. Praise the Lord. So the Lord began to tell me, begin to arrest this spirit at the place of prayer. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Begin to attack this spirit at the place of prayer. So, you know, I wasn't feeling good in my body. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But I locked myself in a room and I began to pray against the spirit. Hallelujah. Addressing the spirit by the revelation of the word of God. Hallelujah. The moment I began to attack this spirit and breaking it at the place of prayer, I became well. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Sometimes we are oppressed by darkness because we lack the revelation of what we deal with. That's why we need to seek God to give us the spirit of revelation. Hallelujah. Why is the family going through what they are going through? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Without the revelation, you can give an offering, you can give tithe, you can sow a seed, you can do everything you want to do, and you wonder why things are not happening. Praise the Lord. Because there is something that you need to hear from God. You need direction. Hallelujah. You need something from God that will tell you that A, B, C, D. This is what you need to do to be able to reach to the place where God wanted to reach, or to come out of that situation. Praise the Lord Almighty. Hallelujah. And that you can only receive at the place of prayer, at the place of seeking God. Do you know, I've experienced this too. Something that us as Christians we are very ignorant of is when a mother conceives a child. Hallelujah. Before even the child is born. Do you know there are ancestral powers, even powers of darkness, that once they see in the spirit that there is a child in the womb, they want to claim that child. Praise the Lord. Before that child even come to earth, there are children that are being claimed by powers, by ancestral powers. Before even the child is born, they are already claiming, they are already wrestling those powers. Hallelujah. Those ancestral powers, even from the second, the third generation. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. They see, oh, there is a newborn. We want to be part of his life. Praise the Lord. And us as Christians, we don't even dedicate those children to God. Hallelujah. You see, even David, we were praying for David from the womb. Praise the Lord. And the moment the child is born, the battle, sometimes it's a battle because there are powers that will rise up. They want to be named after the child. You know, they want to take over the character of the child. They want to, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So as Christians, we have to be ahead of the game. Hallelujah. You defeat the devil by being ahead of him. So how are we ahead of the game? By first dedicating our children to God. Because what has been dedicated to God, the devil can't touch. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So that's why the first fruit, when it is given to God, everything becomes whole. Hallelujah. So whatever is given to God is covered by God, is dominated by God, cannot be touched by evil, cannot be dominated by evil. Praise the Lord. So if we can learn to dedicate our children, even from the womb, pray for them. Speak the word of God over their life. Tell them that their life, they will serve the purposes of God. Darkness will not have dominion over them. In the mighty name of Jesus, they will fulfill their purposes. They will live long. They will fulfill their days. In the mighty name of Jesus, they belong to God. No unclean spirit will use their mind. No darkness will use their mind. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Do you know there are people that... One day I went to visit a friend. Hallelujah. And when we entered the house, we saw a young girl. They had a young girl. Hallelujah. And the girl was probably around 2-3 years. Praise the Lord. And when you could see the behavior of this child, there are times where she could behave like a old woman. You could see the spirit of an old woman at work in this child. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The kind of anger she could express, even as an adult, you could be like, this is not normal for a child. Hallelujah. But you see, as parents, we quickly name our children after the great grandmother, blah, 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 not knowing we are submitting our children to another spirit. Then that spirit begin to dominate their character. That spirit begin to dominate their attitude. Praise the Lord. That's why some parents will say, I don't know where this smoking habit, where you came from with it. Me, I don't smoke. Your mother don't smoke. Which habit, where did you come from? Hallelujah. Where did you come with this habit? Hallelujah. It sneaked in when we were asleep because we didn't take care to make sure that our children are dedicated in the hands of God. It is my prayer tonight that God will give you a timely revelation on that thing that have tormented your family, that have tormented your children, that thing that keep appearing in the midst of success, that point when you are about to be promoted, that problem arise. That point when you are about to get married, that problem arise. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. There could be a root, hallelujah, that is preventing you, that is blocking you, and the enemy wanted to focus on destruction. The enemy wanted to focus on something that is not not the problem. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So by the revelation of God, it is my prayer today, whatever is stagnant, whatever the enemy is sitting upon, hallelujah, whatever the seed, the root of the problem, why you are sick, why your children is sick, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, to rise up in the spirit and begin to pray that the Lord will give you the revelation on what you are dealing with. Yes. Praise the Lord. Because when you know what you are dealing with, now you will begin to pray right. Your prayers will hit the target. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. When you know what you are praying for, your prayers will hit the target. One day, I was praying for somebody for deliverance. Praise the Lord. And I remember I cast out of that one person, around 6 demons came out of the person. Praise the Lord. And there was the 7th demon. Hallelujah. And this 7th demon, you know, I was praying for her over the phone. And this 7th demon, I prayed the way I know how. Hallelujah. I prayed, I spoke in tongues, I did everything. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But this demon was not getting out. Praise the Lord. So I began to ask the Lord, why? Hallelujah. Then by revelation, you see, this is where we need to seek the help of God. Hallelujah. By revelation, God revealed that this one is deeply rooted from childhood. Because it was a seed that was planted in her while she was a child when she suffered rape. So go back to the root and destroy that seed. Praise the Lord. I had no idea that lady had gone through that. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So in the spirit, went in the spirit, destroyed that foundation of rape. Hallelujah. That rooted this demon. Hallelujah. To find expression. You see, the devil always looks for something to root itself in somebody's life. Hallelujah. You know, for example, somebody that don't just wake up and become a lesbian or a homosexual. There could be something that happened even in their childhood that the enemy used to dig the root that gives the energy to the demon, that gives the energy to the devil to find expression in different way, whether in anger, in bitterness, whatever it is. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So for you to conquer this power, first you have to drain the root. Hallelujah. You have to drain that source in which it is getting its power. Hallelujah. So by revelation, I was revealed that. Then I begin now to pray, hallelujah, for that root. And when that root was plucked out, she was delivered. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So she was delivered. That's why it is important to seek God. To seek God. Hallelujah. To seek God and know, Lord, why is this happening to our family? Why am I in this situation? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Before even running to anyone, running to your brother, running to your sister for medical fee, running, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Ask yourself, seek God. God is always there. The only problem, we always put him as the last solution. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Sometimes people begin to seek God when they have tried everything. Hallelujah. Like the woman with the bleeding. The Bible says she visited, she went from place to place. She used a lot of money to treat herself. Almost for a decade. Hallelujah. She couldn't be healed until that day day when she encountered Christ until that day by revelation, that if she could only touch the hem of the garment of God, she will be sure that she will be healed in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So it is not too late to guard your loins and begin to seek God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I am not saying for you not to go to your doctor, but I'm saying also seek God. Seek God. The solution in the kingdom of God, in the mighty name of Jesus, seek the hand of God. You see, it is faith that provokes the anointing. Hallelujah. A man of God can be anointed, but if you don't connect by faith, nothing can happen to you. Hallelujah. It is for you to rise up by your faith. Most of the people that Jesus healed, they say your faith has made you whole. Not because Jesus was anointed, but they believed in the supernatural. They believed that if they come in this service, they're not going to live the same. They believed that there's a solution that is in the hands of God. Hallelujah. Even in that place where doctors have given up, hallelujah, there's a solution in the hands of God. Praise the Lord. Do you know one of the miracles that Jesus did when they came to arrest him? The Bible says, was it Simon? They cut the ear of the centurion servant. Hallelujah. They literally cut the ear. Hallelujah. And Jesus took the ear that was cut and returned it back. Do you know what that means? That is a miracle of creation. Hallelujah. Can you imagine a ear that is cut, you returned it and it goes back to the normal place? That is the power of creation. So the creator of the universe, the one that created us, there is nothing within this body that is not able to renew and create again. So if you understand that level of faith, it doesn't matter whether you have a kidney failure, God can give you a new kidney. It doesn't matter whether your heart is not working well, God is more than capable to give you a new heart. Glory be to God. What was the difference between men like Caleb, like Joshua, like Moses? Even in their old age, they had the strength of a young man. Hallelujah. Why? Because their organs were constantly renewed. Praise the Lord. The Bible said their eyes were never abated. Hallelujah. So it means there was renewal that was constantly going on. Glory be to God. And that is the same God we serve. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus. Even in old age, they still had the strength of a young man. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. They could still go back to the battle and win warfare for their generation, for their family, for their tribesmen. Because the power of God was at work in them, and that same power is at work in us, and it will give life to your mortal body in the mighty name of Jesus. That anything that is not working the way it is supposed to work, Jesus is more than able to give you a new organs that you need. Praise the Lord. You see, you have to believe. You see, sometimes the matter of faith is a matter of believing. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I don't know why sometimes the Lord shows me this vision. And there are some visions that when the Lord shows me, they are stuck in my mind. I can't forget them. And this one I saw was a elderly white lady. Praise the Lord. Many of her organs were failing. She looked like a lady who was in her 70s or 80. Many of her organs were failing and she needed a lot of organs replacement. But she believed strong in the Lord that God is more than able to give her new organs. Praise the Lord. And she received a miracle that when she went back and when the doctors were testing her system, they were running a biopsy and checking her system, they found her with the organs that looked like of a young man when she was on her 70s, on her 80s. God gave her organs of a young man. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You know, it's very hard to understand things like that. Hallelujah. But it is possible because we serve the God of creation. The one that created your head, created your eye. Hallelujah. Does he lack spare part? Hello? Even cars have spare parts. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I have heard of miracles where God made hands of people to grow. Where God made legs to grow. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Where God created things in human body that were not there. In the mighty name of Jesus. Because we serve the God of creation and is able to create. Is able to organize you. Is able to put things to work that are not working properly. Hallelujah. Is able to replace your eyes and give you a new eyeball in the mighty name of Jesus. Only if you believe by revelation and know what it is that is bothering you, what it is that is staying in darkness but needs to come to light in the mighty name of Jesus. And when the revelation of the word of God come upon you, you will not dwell in darkness anymore. The enemy will not take advantage of you anymore in the mighty name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. We have to pray for the third eye to see that which we cannot see in the physical, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that the Lord will be able to reveal to us what it is that is standing on our way. Praise the Lord. It reminds me of the story of Balaam, the prophet. When the donkey refused to move, he started beating the donkey. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Do you know there are moments where parents can be beating their children not knowing their children is being influenced with another spirit? Hello? Praise the Lord. I had an occasion where there was a mother. He had a young boy almost at the age of David. And that boy couldn't give her peace. Praise the Lord. She was almost running crazy because the boy, there was a spirit that was irritating the mother, that was at work in the boy. A young boy, praise the Lord, hallelujah. But she couldn't stand her boy. So every time, so like my boy is, you know, he's mad, he's bad behaved, and the boy could do things, the boy could exchange words and do all manner of crazy things. The mother was torn, was frustrated. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. That is the point where even parents begin to curse their children. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. Parents begin to curse their children because that is what the enemy wants you to do. The enemy doesn't want you to see the spirit that is influencing your boy. The enemy doesn't want you to see the darkness that is taking hold over your boy. The enemy doesn't want you to understand that your children shall be taught by the Lord. That you as a parent, you have dominion over the life of your child to direct them to the will of God, to dedicate them to the path of righteousness. In the mighty name of Jesus, and to decree the word of God upon their life that they will not be ruled by darkness in the mighty name of Jesus. But the enemy wants you to focus on the drama. Hallelujah. You know, even parents fear to return back home to meet with a young boy. Here in the United States, I've seen occasion where 9-year-old, 10-year-old, 8-year-old are put under mental lifelong medication. Because people around them cannot bear their behavior. Their behavior is so skeptical that they can beat, they can kill. Because there's a spirit behind dominating their mind. And if we don't address these issues from the root, the devil, our children will continue to be in bondage. I remember telling the mother, bring the boy, let me pray for him. And we prayed. And when the chain was broken, I've never at that time broke such a heavy stronghold in a boy. It had become a stronghold. Do you know, even as a man of God, when you break a stronghold, you feel it. you feel it. I was drained for days after praying for that boy, breaking that stronghold. It drained me for days. It had to take me days to heal. Praise the Lord. I was like, how could such a spirit grow in a child at the watch of the parents, and the parent didn't dictate it early to terminate it? Praise the Lord. But after that, the character of this young boy changed. Actually, she was called Samuel or Paul. Hallelujah. He became a humble, good boy. Praise the Lord. Respectful to the parent. Very easy to deal with. Praise the Lord. Is when the parents realized, there was a spirit that had taken dominion over our child. And if you are not careful, there are parents that beat their children so badly. Praise the Lord. There are times where discipline is necessary. Hallelujah. But there are times where you have to discern that what is influencing your child may be beyond discipline. It may be something that needs prayer and revelation from the Word of God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So we are preparing to go in prayer in the mighty name of Jesus. If you're watching online and you have a prayer item, hallelujah, you have something that you want us to stand with you to lift it in prayer, feel free to comment, hallelujah, share with us in the mighty name of Jesus, whatever you want the Lord to do for you in this corporate time, because God is able to move, God is able to touch, God is able to do what doctors may not have been able to do in your life in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Let me see if there's anyone who have sent a prayer request here in the name of Jesus before we enter into prayer. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. By the Spirit of the Lord, by the Spirit of the Lord, I will never be ashamed. I will never be ashamed. By the Spirit of the Lord, by the Spirit of the Lord, I will never be ashamed. I will never be ashamed. By the power of the Lord, by the power of the Lord, I will never be ashamed. I will never be ashamed. I want you to lift up your faith wherever you are this evening in the mighty name of Jesus. And I want you to trust in the Lord, that the God, the revealer of all things, even hidden things in darkness, that the Lord will bring to light every affliction, every source of problem in the mighty name of Jesus, that you will not dwell in darkness. Evil will not take advantage of you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father Lord, I thank you, I bless you, because you have sent forth your word. And mighty Jehovah God, let your word go forth across nation, across sea, healing and delivering every captive in the mighty name of Jesus. Any darkness that have held generations, that have held families, that have held nations and cities in captivity, by the revelation of your word, we break every boundary, we break every problem. We break every addiction. We break every chains of darkness in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. By the revelation of your word, mighty Father, enter into that issue that have held generation in captivity. Enter into that issue that is making the person be sick, oh God. Enter into that issue, oh mighty Father, and let the redeemer be rebuked in the name of Jesus. Let the evil one be rebuked in the mighty name of Jesus. For you send forth your word that you may heal them of their infirmity in the mighty name of Jesus. And tonight, oh Father, I take authority against every spirit of infirmity. I take authority against any spirit that is putting anyone in the form of captivity by the power of God, by the name that is above every other name. Let yokes be broken. Let affliction come to an end. Let the tormentor be arrested in the mighty name of Jesus. As I release your healing, I release your deliverance, I release your mercy, I release the power of God to enter into places where doctors cannot enter, to heal the sick in the name of Jesus. Those that are in need of new organs, Father, give them new organs, oh God. There are systems that are not working, oh God. Go to those places, oh mighty Father, and renew and heal and empower in the mighty name of Jesus. Let the Spirit of Christ, the Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead, that same Spirit, give life to their mortal bodies in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray and believe. Amen. Amen.